You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Today, a new report will shed light on the experience of nearly three dozen Guantanamo Bay detainees. Written by researchers at the Human Rights Center at the University of California, Berkeley, it's an unprecedented study based on interviews of the men and following their lives the past year and a half.
And they were released, right?
They were released. These were some of those who were released. Remember, John, there were nearly 800 men who were incarcerated or detained at Guantanamo Bay, and over 500 of them have been released. And this report is based on the experiences of 62 of them. Eric Stover, the director of the UC Berkeley Human Rights Center, co-authored the report, and he joins us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
So explain the narrative that you discovered in talking to these 62 men in these unparalleled series of interviews.
Well, what we tried to do was to we interviewed 62 former detainees in nine countries, and what we tried to do with what we call a semi-structured questionnaire, that is, every detainee was asked the same questions, and what we tried to construct is from the point of their detention, all of them were detained either in Afghanistan or Pakistan. What was it like when you were detained in Afghanistan, transferred to Guantanamo? How were you treated at Guantanamo? And most importantly, what was it like to return home? Now, it's important to remember that the average time that these former detainees spent was 3 years in detention in Guantanamo. And like the 520 that have been released, none of them were convicted of a crime and were returned home without any type of assistance. We found that many of these detainees, once they got back into their homes or to third countries, it's often difficult to find countries that will take some of these, that they suffered from what we found was a Guantanamo stigma, that their families and their communities felt that these were dangerous men simply because they'd been at Guantanamo. And what haunted these men was the sense that they wanted to clear their names in some way. We found that only six of the 62 had actually found any kind of employment. And probably the most distressing, and more research needs to be done on this, we're just looking at a small sample, but that two-thirds of these detainees spoke of psychological problems as a result of what had happened to them in Guantanamo.
So based on their detention, what you've essentially concluded is that they wear psychologically a bright orange jumpsuit for everyone to see in their communities and can't really take that off no matter what they do.
That's right. Well, what happens is Guantanamo is not a detention center, really. It is an interrogation center. It was a system that was designed to extract information from these detainees. But the troubling thing is, and this is on the record, mm-hmm. we know three government officials from different agencies have said, you know, probably half to a third, and maybe more, of these detainees should never have been taken there. They were not a security threat. So these were men who came through. Some of the interrogators, the detainees told us, their own interrogators said, you shouldn't be here. But what happened at Guantanamo is this process where guards were collaborating with interrogators. You had mental health professionals working with interrogators. And in fact, the American Medical Association, American Public Health Association, the American Psychiatric Association have all come out and prohibited their members from participating in interrogations. So what happened, they got solitary confinement, exposed to extreme cold, this cumulative effect over the years and not knowing what was going to happen to them took quite a toll.
And what did you learn about how they got there in the first place?
Well, what we know is just after the war began in early October in Afghanistan of 2001, there were bounties scattered throughout Afghanistan and the border in Pakistan. And these bounties were offering $5,000 for anyone who captured somebody who looked like a suspect. And what happened is hundreds and thousands of men were abducted, or detained. And then they were turned over to U.S. forces and brought to two camps, Kandahar and Bagram. And what we know at these camps is that they were under immense pressure to to screen through these detainees and then send them on to Guantanamo. It's interesting that the commander in Guantanamo in 2002 was Major General Michael Dunleavy, and he actually went over to Afghanistan, and he told interrogators of these camps, quit sending me these Mickey Mouse prisoners. You know, these guys, we don't, wow. You know, we need the hardcore. And so early on, they knew they had a problem here. And what we wanted to see is, well, what did it mean to these detainees who probably should never have been sent there in the first place?
I mean, the assumption in your report is that they have done really poorly after having been returned home. I'm wondering if there's any way to separate out their circumstances post-release from Gitmo from any suspicion that maybe they wouldn't have done so well anyway. I mean, these weren't people who were taken from, you know, university, you know, classrooms necessarily. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with them, but it's hard to know if they would have done any better had they not been detained.
No, that's a good question. We can't, you know, out of our sample of 62, we can't say that. We do know that what they told us, for example, was that they came back, and because they were the breadwinners in the family, they were unable to, their children weren't able to go to school, some had lost their businesses. You know, we had one was a doctor, and he couldn't restart his profession. But what we're trying to do is we're saying, look, we've been looked at a sample here. What we're calling for is the formation of an independent, nonpartisan commission that should make a full investigation of what's taken place.
Eric Stover, I think it's just want to note one other thing. There are roughly 200 detainees still at Guantanamo Bay, and only 23 of them have been charged with the crime. Eric Stover, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Eric Stover is the director of the UC Berkeley Human Rights Center, who co-authored this report full of interviews of 62 former Gitmo detainees. And now we turn to Femi Okeh, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you. Just coming up to 29 minutes past the hour.